Welcome to the Crossroads Prayer and Fast Podcast. We're eager to listen and learn together about our year of becoming. So let's get started with today's episode with our Love Now Global Director, Daniel Grassman.
Some years ago, I was on Twitter, probably not a good idea, but I came across the account of a very respected journalist in my city of Hermosillo, Mexico. The account's bio had this person's name, and under it, it read, "I want to be a journalist." That's odd, I thought. Isn't this person already a journalist? He's very well known, has a lot of experience. What's he talking about? Then it hit me. This person recognized that a profession and life in general is a process of becoming. We never cease becoming. Our process of becoming who we will be doesn't end in this lifetime. Today, we're looking at becoming humble. So let's read from 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Three words only, staggering implications. The first thing that comes to mind is prayer comes from a position of humility. It comes from surrendering your will and trusting God. Continual prayer without ceasing, most definitely comes from an awareness of our position before Almighty God. It is a constant recognition that we utterly and completely depend on God. That is humility. So in essence, constant prayer without ceasing, is part of the process of becoming humble as a person. I think it's pretty obvious that the idea of constant prayer, constant dependence on God, is completely against the culture we live in today. The individualistic society we inhabit feeds us the lie that self-reliance is not only a virtue, but the ultimate goal we should aspire to. In reality, self-reliance or self-dependence is an illusion as old as time. This is part of the reason we can find ourselves lacking humility in certain areas. Another reason is that it is sometimes difficult to understand that a life of prayer without ceasing takes a lot of effort and practice. If we want to continue in our process of becoming humble, of growing in continual prayer, we got to put in the time. I once heard a pastor in Mexico say, "God, give me patience, but give it to me now." Doesn't work that way. Same with prayer. I hear people say, "I'm not good at prayer." Well, it's probably because you don't do it enough. It's a muscle that needs to be exercised. Each day we can simply start by recognizing the authority of God and how much we need Him. As time goes on and you consistently make that effort, you will see the easier it becomes to pray and to depend on God. And by extension, we become more humble. As a body, as a church, as we seek to become humble, it will require an emphasis on continual prayer. If you haven't been to the pre-service prayer, I invite you to do so. We emphasize prayer as a church because we know that there's a huge temptation to do events just for the sake of doing events, rather than to listen humbly to the voice of God and follow His direction in all that we do. That is humility. I find the verse preceding verse 17 and the one after very interesting. Verse 16 says, "Rejoice in everything. Pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks. That is the will of God." It's kind of hard to be arrogant and self-reliant if we are rejoicing, praying constantly, and continually giving thanks. That is how we become humble. Let us pray. Father God, I thank You for Crossroads and what You're doing in this place. I pray that personally and as a body, we strive to become humble every day through constant prayer and rejoicing. Help us realize that we need You every day, all day. We depend on You individually and collectively. Thank You for using us in Your mission on earth. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our Prayer and Fast podcast. Stay connected with us on social media at Go to Crossroads and join us for our Friends and Family Sunday, September 10th. For more information, visit crossroadschurch.net/events.